Hello, Browns fans. I'm Jameer Howard, joined by Browns senior editor Vic Carucci from the Liberty Forge Studios inside the grill at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Vic, you look at last week against the Dallas Cowboys. The Browns defense played exceptionally well against the run.
Yeah, and they're going to need to be stout against the run today. You cannot let the Steelers have multi-dimensions offensively. With Charlie Batch at quarterback, you want to make them one-dimensional. You want to force them to try to throw the ball as much as possible. So I think with Ataba Rubin and Phil Taylor in the middle, John Hughes and company, I think they can do the job against the run.
Vic, looking at this Steelers defense, they pose a lot of problems. This is going to be a true test for rookie quarterback Brandon Whedon.
It is. Again, he is a rookie, although now with 10 games under his belt, he's less of a rookie. But Dick LeBeau is the defensive coordinator for the Steelers. We know his reputation for making it difficult on the most experienced of quarterbacks. He will do his best to tie into knots the brain of a young quarterback like Brandon Whedon. So that's something to look out for today. And what Brandon Whedon has to do is trust what he sees and try to not get fooled by what he's looking at.
Okay, Vic, we're just moments away from kickoff. What are your keys for today's game?
As always, take good care of the football. This team cannot afford to make those mistakes. Cut down on the penalties. We saw 12 penalties last week, 7 in the secondary. Cannot have that today. So that would be another factor. And then the third thing, again, when they start running the football, not only do we talk about being stout against the run the football, be persistent against the run, have success with Trent Richardson on the ground.
Vic, thank you for breaking it down. Browns fans, enjoy the game.